So Jen, for employee engagement, since it's a very all-encompassing term, like how do we define it here at DH for our clients?
Yeah, so it's almost like cultures so used so widely, engagements used so widely, and I feel that for us, engagement kind of is like in the past has been looked like a number. Like, where's our engagement now? It's almost like, where's our growth now? Where's our revenue now? Where's our engagement now? And I think that's a little bit too limited in its definition. It's kind of, engagement is more about experience, I think, from how we've been integrating it into our frameworks. So essentially it's the experience of an employee, and you can look at it in just the everyday, but you can also look at it, if you're financially minded, you can look at it as like the employee lifetime value instead of just the customer lifetime value. So if you're tracking the life cycle of an employee's experience in your company, that's engagement, because it comes from the day they step into the door, even before they're hired. So that process to the onboarding, to training, and all the way to the end of, hopefully when that person leaves a long time later. So that's where we want to broaden where engagement is, but being specific to where we've come from and our models, one of the frameworks we use is me, we, and community. So if you can imagine me in the middle as a concentric circle, and then goes we, and then community, engagement, I feel, is when all those things coexist with me starting in the middle, because you want every single person coming into your doors, in your office, or if you're remote, to their laptop, to feel like they themselves are connected to the we of the team and the company, and essentially connected to the community of your customers, your partners and vendors. And the whole alignment there is that the me is connected to your organization's higher purpose and values, because they actually believe it themselves for their everyday life. So I think that's a huge part of how we differentiate what engagement is. It's not just like, you know, like throwing some happy hour thing so people are engaged in that or engaged in their everyday work. It's just something a little bit more, I think, deeper in themselves.
Yeah, and you can see kind of the results of you're having engaged employees throughout the organization in different ways. So I wanted to roll into talking a little bit about Campa, mm-hmm. how they've seen the effect of, you know, their purpose and values being lived through their employees, and how it's kind of really trickled out into their community from the me and the we level too.
Yeah, so Campa, this one of the most amazing like stories that I've seen of a company that just really wanted to figure out how culture could change their company. And I think this story could be applicable to anyone that's listening to this or watching this webinar, because I think as companies, in every stage that we are, we all kind of experience these things in the lifeline of our company. So here's a company, 31 years old, based out in Turkey, and they were struggling. They're going through, like, there was like political stuff going on in the country itself, but also for the company, they were like having to deal with a lot of turnover, couldn't attract any sort of good talent, business was going down. They were on the brink of downsizing, if not shutting down in a few years. So here's a VP that was one of the owners of the company and been with the company for a long time. And he actually didn't even want to show up at work anymore. And he looked around and he looked at his teams and they didn't want to show up at work anymore. So he kind of, I think he stumbled upon the book, I think that's what Murat did. And he read the book and he got super excited. He's like, well, I have nothing else to lose, so I might as well try and invest in culture. So he came over to San Francisco and did this whole 3-day masterclass with us, took the learnings back, and it was the most incredible thing. Like 10 months later, I get this email from him, and it's like literally the longest email I've ever read in my life. It was just line by line describing all the things that have changed, all the things that he did to get engagement up. I was so moved by it because he did it on his own to be able to scale across this whole organization and get and basically turn into 180. So examples of the outcomes, super excited. He was like, went from 60 to 600 applicants per month. Turnover actually went from 30% to negative because people started coming back because they realized we're working on culture. Their revenues were the highest ever in the 31-year history, doubling year over year. And the last email that we got from him, which was still super amazing, was that they announced that they were awarded the number one great places to work in Turkey, alongside companies like H&M and Microsoft and Hilton. So it was a super cool success story, but like, I think to be specific about this pain point, like how do you get people engaged? Here's a few things they did, which I thought were pretty cool. Number one, they started introducing optimism into meetings. So before diving into the agenda, they would go around the room and ask people just to share something positive about how did this colleague wow me? And like sharing more positive stories. And from that alone, the VP noticed that it changed the whole sort of energy in the room. It became much more collaborative, and they brought it back to their desks in terms of like, then they had like a more optimistic look in the way they did their everyday work. They also did something really cool where they printed new business cards. And they did this after they had everyone do a core value exercise. So they said, hey, of all these core values that we have in the company, what's your favorite core value? And so they basically printed that core value on individuals' business cards. And the VP said that it just changed so much in the dynamic of business relationship because all of a sudden salespeople didn't have to sell the product anymore. They were just like, the customer was just enamored by this. Wow, your company actually cares about your core value. And they found that their customers were asking whether they were hiring so that they can get a job at Canva. So it's just little things like that that seem little, but ultimately add up to the greater, you know, bigger picture of what culture is. And it just showed that they, you know, now they're one of the best great places to work in Turkey. So that was cool to see.